In this bulletin, Israel defends its destruction of a building housing media outlets in Gaza City. At least three Australians barred from a repatriation flight test negative to COVID-19 in India. And Andy Murray will not be playing in the French Open after deciding to focus on the grass court season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says giving media outlets an hour's notice to evacuate a building in Gaza City before it was destroyed by an airstrike demonstrates his country's commitment to protecting civilians from harm. The 12-storey building housed the offices of Associated Press and Al Jazeera, but Israel says it was also used by Hamas militants. About an hour after the Israeli military ordered people to evacuate, three missiles struck the tower, collapsing it into rubble. Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's an example of how Israel tries to avoid harming civilians.
We demonstrated this yet again today when we warned civilians to vacate the building used by the Hamas terror intelligence. They vacated the premises before the target was destroyed. And that's why you don't hear of casualties from these collapsing terror towers, because we take special care to avoid these civilian casualties, exactly the opposite of Hamas.
The president and chief executive of Associated Press, Gary Pruitt, says he's shocked the Israeli military targeted their offices.
They long knew that AP's bureau was there, and they targeted it. Those brave journalists not only got out, but they were able to salvage much of our equipment because it's important that we continue to tell this story.
The missile attack came on the sixth day of hostilities, in which Palestinians say at least 145 people have been killed, while Israel puts its death toll at 10. Hamas began firing rockets into Israel last Monday after weeks of tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, and in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near the city's Al-Aqsa Mosque during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The United States has sent an envoy to the Middle East to try to ease tensions, and President Joe Biden has been on the phone to Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in an effort to restore calm. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says insisting people test negative to COVID-19 before coming to Australia is an appropriate precaution. Some Australians stranded in India were denied a place on a repatriation flight because they either tested positive or were classed as a close contact. At least three of those people have since tested negative. The lab used to pre-screen the passengers had its accreditation suspended last April by Indian authorities, and there are suggestions it's returned false positive test results. Scott Morrison says he rejects suggestions that people infected with coronavirus can be safely returned to Australia.
I've seen the suggestion from others that who seem to think we can put people who have tested COVID positive on planes and bring them to Australia. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. We all want to support people as much as we can, but by importing COVID into the country, I don't think that's a very sensible or sound thing to do.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says there's no definite timeline for the reopening of Australia's international border. The federal budget assumes the border will reopen in the middle of next year, but Mr. Frydenberg says that isn't actually government policy, and a decision will be made based on the medical advice.
We're unapologetic about putting the safety and the interests of Australians first. We must continue to take the medical advice. It has served Australia so well to date, and it will continue to serve us well into the future.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says there are some steps the government can take now to get the border open sooner.
We've got to get the vaccine right, the rollout, and we've got to get quarantine right before we can open up the economy. And we do need to open up the economy because the rest of the world is opening up now.
The death of an Indigenous woman in a crash involving a car being chased by police in Darwin is being treated as a death in custody. Officers say the woman was a passenger in a hatchback which crashed into another car after running a red light. Emergency services tried to revive the woman after the accident, but she died at the scene. Northern Territory Police say the woman's death is being treated as a death in custody. To sport, Andy Murray won't play in the French Open after deciding to focus on the grass court season. The former world number one made his return from a groin injury with a training week and two doubles matches in Rome this week and had been expected to play singles next week. But he's still feeling some discomfort and has headed back home for more rehab to begin training on his favourite surface, with full fitness for Wimbledon now his clear goal. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy and 13. Similar conditions in Canberra with a top of 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Should be mostly sunny in Sydney, a top of 20 degrees. Sunny in Newcastle, 21. Sunny too in Brisbane, a top of 23. Partly cloudy conditions in Cairns and 28, and a sunny day for Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.